Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We collect those throughout the morning, so much of what I'm about to read could come from 6 o'clock, sure. 7, 8.
It's a nice way to revisit.
Or just last story, like this one. We went to Santorini before they actually had a tram. Oh, sorry. We went to Santorini before, and they actually have a tram that also takes you up to the top.
Oh.
Not just donkeys. Overweight people can still go to Santorini in case anyone asks.
Okay.
All right. There that's go. Good news. So there's a gondola. I wouldn't let a 220-pound person ride my horse. It's been studied by vets that horses should only carry 20% of their weight. Any more than that can cause lasting damage to their joints.
Mm.
It's not fair to put them through that.
No, it's not. It's very interesting.
It's not an obese cutoff. It's a weight limit for donkeys.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
Well, that's the way it was worded by the people who wrote the story about Greece's new fat shaming.
Right. How dare you, Greece. Greece is in your name.
Right.
Yeah.
How about a listener cuddle party? LOL.
Oh my God, I was just talking to Corey Rosen, who's about to do the movie review during the
break. Did you cuddle
him
in there?
No, but he wanted to.
Oh.
He's like, you know, you sound like my wife. She never wants to cuddle. And he's like lives for a cuddle. Poor Corey.
Well, it's nice to be with your person.
Please give him a cuddle.
That's like the time you were all kissing. We don't kiss anymore. And
we kiss and we don't make out.
That's awful.
No, we kiss all the time. All the time. We just don't make out.
Well,
I don't peck.
No
it
one
out.
Wants to just peck.
I'll give him a kiss once in a while we're doing stuff.
Well, that's what I'm
Because the thing is, you can't give if you give somebody a deep kiss, then they're like, oh, we're going to get it on. I'm like, no, I'm going to go to the supermarket. God. You know, I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea. That's all.
Probably anybody make out a lot or
more
your husband.
My husband.
I mean, how many people are you making out with?
None. Not even him.
Clearly. The Grand Canyon has a weight limit for 200 pounds for the mule rides into the canyon. They brought out a giant scale and weight shamed my husband. Kicked him off the mule.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know. They've got a weight limit. They've got a weight limit. You don't want to break the donkey.
Right.
You broke the donkey.
Poor donkeys.
I know.
I feel so bad for them.
Of course, I'm picturing in my head those little burros, those little teeny ones, you know.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
They're little guys. They're not that big.
No, donkeys are small. But I'm picturing the ones that are, you know, like you can basically stand astride them.
Well, they have a lot of those in Mexico painted to look like zebras.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's another awful thing.
At least it doesn't hurt to be painted, I guess.
Really?
Does it?
It's got to.
Why?
Is it toxic?
I have no idea.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not painting. Don't attack me.
It's all
not doing
bad,
them any
I'm
favors.
Not painting. I don't care about the donkeys getting painted. I'm much more concerned about the donkey's legs breaking. That's all.
That lead paint.
Why does it have to be lead paint?
And then the woman does all the stuff.
Oh, well.
It's all
they
weird.
Don't like that, huh? All right.
I don't know about that one.
I don't really know either. I don't want to.
You're not getting paid.
Let's not. Yeah, let's just.
Yeah, the donkeys are not getting paid.
I'll find something else. Singers and actors are entertainers, says 408. So keep your mouth shut and entertain.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I don't like that attitude, though. Keep your mouth shut and entertain. That's, you know.
Well, there's something to be said for an actor. I'll say this. If you want to do a lot of different roles and you want to be able to drop into that role and really be that character,
people shouldn't know
it
so
helps
much about
that we don't have
History with you.
Tons of stories about you and your normal life outside
of
acting.
But I would never say don't do it. I don't have to listen to it. You know.
LOL, I totally get my news from the ANN. My husband totally makes fun of me because I literally quote things from that I hear from you. Yeah. Love you guys. Mm. That's not funny.
We're not really doing opinion pieces, though. You know, I'll give us that.
It's a cyclone in the southern hemisphere.
Oh, a cyclone. So what's a typhoon then?
I think a typhoon. Doesn't a typhoon hit Japan?
That sounds right. So you think that's like a northern Pacific thing, and then the northern Atlantic is the...
That's earthquake related.
Yeah, that's a big wave. Yeah, I don't know.
What was the name of the J.K. book you guys were just talking about?
Lethal White, but don't read that one first. You want to read Cuckoo's Calling first.
A bunch of people wrote in and said, do you have to read the books in order? You don't have to,
no.
But they're excellent. And it actually does. It's a story.
It is a story about these two people.
That you want to take from the first book.
Yes, I think you 100% have to read from the first one. That's how you are introduced to all these characters. It's why you care about them.
I agree.
Yeah, they don't do a good job she doesn't do a good job resetting the characters. She's making the assumption that you are reading the fourth book.
Right.
Oh, boy. I thought you were going to pop some improv in during that.
There's no songs?
Correct. I didn't want to interrupt. There was, you know, when it's perfect, you just want to let it be what it's going to be. And that was perfect.
Good job, Corey.
Well right. done. Well done, staff of Radio Alice. That's Sarah and Vinny Show.
I didn't do that. That was all Bryn.
I'm giving you all the credit.
Oh, great. I'll take it.
Was the soundtrack to First Man, which we're not reviewing first, because Corey Rosen is going to tell us about his buddy's movie, The Oath.
So
That's
we
right.
can't really consider this a review.
It's not a review.
You're a tainted
This is just a plug.
Were you on the set when this movie was...
I was not on the set.
You never went on
Nothing
the set?
Nothing to do with the making of it, but I am friends with Ike Barinholtz, who is the writer-director, star of the movie.
Shame.
He's great, and he is... it's really his first movie, and I don't know if you've seen the ads for it, but it's a comedy that takes place basically in a time like now, where a president... not unlike our current president, puts out a decree to America to make a loyalty oath to their president, and it's due on Black Friday. And sounds, you know, kind of like something you might read on Twitter right now. But the entire movie takes place during Thanksgiving, like a family having a political charged conversation.
Because they have to turn in their loyalty pledge by the next day,
yes.
Black Friday.
Yeah, they have to turn in their loyalty oath, and... And what's great about the movie, this is not a review of the movie, this is just an endorsement, is that it skews both ways in terms of it makes both sides look as ridiculous as we are right now in the current political and social climate. No matter what your politics are, everybody's a little bit out of control. And The Oath is one of those movies that I think later on it's going to be like Dr. Strangelove. We're going to look back at this movie
and go,
as
a snapshot of
that is how it was in 2018. So
wow, Dr. Strangelove is considered a classic, though. Really?
Definitely, definitely. So that's my endorsement.
What
go
do you give it?
I give it 5 bagels smeared with...
wow, a perfect score.
Everything you got. It's a great comedy. It's funny, and I'm very biased. So there you go. That's
all
mine.
Right. Yeah.
Great
all
job.
Right.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of the highly anticipated First Man. This is Ryan Gosling and Claire Foy. Claire is going to be the new girl with the dragon tattoo, everybody.
Ooh. Oh, that's where I know her from.
She is.
Wow. So they're going to do another movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Crown. She's the girl who plays Queen Elizabeth on The Crown on HBO.
That's who she
is. Is it HBO?
It's
or Netflix?
It's something else. Netflix.
Will it start over, or are they going to take it over from...
No, it's number 4.
Oh.
I think it's number 4. She finds like some long-lost sister of hers.
Oh, that would be number 4.
But they haven't made 2 and 3.
Not in America, but in the other country they have.
Oh,
Sweden.
So in this film chronicles NASA's mission to land a man on the moon, focusing solely, for the most part, on Neil Armstrong from 1961 to 1969. This is a first-person account. Mm. It explores his sacrifices and the cost on him and his mind and his body and everything. Corey, between the years of 1961 to 1969,
yeah.
historically in the United States, there were a few big events. Kennedy's assassination.
Wow.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Ouch.
Sexual Revolution.
Woo-woo!
Woodstock.
Hello.
Does this movie address any of those historic moments?
No.
This guy was pretty focused, huh?
It's not a movie about Woodstock. That's a movie. That's got its own movie. Did you know that there has never been a movie made about Neil Armstrong? I almost said Lance Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. There's never been a movie just about him. This is a
first.
There's
been movies about the landing and chronicling that.
Yep.
But never, you're saying, specifically about Neil Armstrong.
Specifically about him, about his life, about his story. And that's amazing. He is, you know, the most famous astronaut in the world. Is he not?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, right up there.
Yeah. Let's talk about Neil for a second.
Sure.
This film only does focus on Neil and his inner struggles. Is it exciting? Is it captivating?
Exciting?
Were you captive? Were you on the edge of your seat or were you bored?
So here's what I like about, I love that we're listening to it as we're talking about the movie. Here's what's exciting about the movie First Man is that this is a film that you would imagine a film about astronauts, about space, to be, we were talking about Dr. Strangelove, to be like a 2001, to be shots of beautiful, sleek rockets hurtling through beautiful space on their way to the moon. This is not that movie. Most of the movie takes place inside these cramped, handmade iron and leather cockpits, and it's noisy and it's loud and it's uncomfortable and it's terrifying. Mm. And so most of the experience is not this, like, you know, heightened, beautiful, like romanticized science fiction.
Shooting into the future.
It's about how crazy it is that we could do it in the
made
first
it.
Place.
Right.
Like,
that's
what?
We shot dudes into space to the moon in tin cans and somehow got them back.
How did we do that? Mm. That's what the whole movie makes you go like, oh my living God.
So is it exciting?
It's exciting. Oh. End to end. The first shot of the movie is like throttling you with like... it goes
oh my God,
crazy.
And
the first shot.
And it's actually a good reason to see it in a big movie theater because it's just like there's just noise and chaos.
Break,
and, oh my God. And you sort of think like maybe this is the movie, the scene where he dies. And it's just the first scene in the movie of many.
All right. Well, I want to skip my next question and just get to the big controversy. Let's address it, Corey.
Yeah.
The American flag.
God bless it.
Many people are upset that Damien Chazelle, the director, he also did La La Land, he doesn't highlight this moment. Are people right to be upset?
Are you upset, Homan?
I am upset. I'm upset by this.
Why? Why is that upset you?
Well, we got to go back to... So this movie...
Can I ask a question before you go on?
Yes, thank you.
If this wasn't like a big public controversy, would you have even noticed that they didn't focus on that?
No. I wouldn't have. No, absolutely not. No. I wouldn't have...
So who brought this up in the first place?
The old people. And I'm going to tell you why the old people brought it up.
All right, old people.
60 and older, this is for you. From what I understand, this is before my time. We were immigrants. We came to the country in 1978. During the time... There was a lot of, you know, people who were down in America that were like, oh, my God, we need a win. We need something to make us feel what it means to have American pride, what it means to be an American. And because this film doesn't show just the tragic loss of Kennedy and, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis and...
Woodstock.
And, well, not Woodstock.
And the sexual revolution.
Sexual revolution.
It doesn't focus on that enough.
It doesn't focus on any of that.
There's no sex.
Anyone wearing tie-dye?
There's no sex. You're right. But apparently that moment when the flag was planted for all Americans who were watching at that time, they felt an incredible sense of pride. They were like, okay, America's back. And as a result of that moment, you know, America was in the lead for decades, three or four decades, in terms of technology and science and everything. And to not show that, I felt, okay, for those people who were there who saw it, they don't get to see it in the movie.
Yeah.
But there is a good argument for why they didn't show it.
And what is that?
Go ahead, Corey.
Well, here's the thing. The... Yes, a lot of people that experienced that felt a patriotism and felt pride in their country, because if you think back to what was also happening in the world, there was a space race. Mm-hmm. And Russia had beaten the United States to just about everything. They had gotten the first rocket up, the first satellite, the first people in space, like all that kind of stuff. And so we did need that win. So there was patriotically and historically a lot of pride about it being America's win in that sense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a movie. This is not a political ad. This is not a diatribe. This is not about America. This is a movie about a guy, a family, a group of people that did something that was crazy and incredible. And it's a celebration and a honoring of that accomplishment internally and externally. It's not about planting a flag. So I think that by not just focusing on that as a slow motion moment of planting the flag on the moon, it's like, it's not disregarding it. You see the flag. There's lots of shots of the flag is there. It just doesn't make that its sort of Iwo Jima moment in the film, because it's not about that. It's about Neil Armstrong, who is not Lance Armstrong.
And there it is.
Thank you.
So I'll say this. Anyone under 50, you weren't alive to see this moment. You didn't understand the tension in the country. We're all like, I'm oblivious. Yes, Finney.
You know what's really neat? If you've ever seen Mad Men, or if you ever want to, they capture those moments, the news moments from that time in America's history so well. They actually have in the office place, people get, they find a TV,
pull a little black and white TV.
Everyone gathers around it, and then there's parties to celebrate all of these. And it's not just the moon landing. There's a few events, horrific events, actually.
Assassinations
happen.
And Kennedy, yeah.
They do such a good job of sort of
capturing what the mood was.
Right. Yeah. But it's interesting that they didn't go there, because they could have.
They could have.
Totally. It would have been a neat part of the film.
And it's what makes this film, I think, different and unusual and special and actually very enjoyable, is that it's not the right stuff. There's been that movie about the impact on the world and the country and the team and the patriotism and all of that. Mm-hmm. This is a different version of the same story. This is about a person. This is about a troubled, heartbroken man who has a loss in the early part of his family life and things like that, and he's sort of dealing with a lot of that, and he has a dream and a vision and a mission, and the scenes of him even on the moon are not swelling with music. They're quiet.
That's right.
And they're beautiful. And the movie is quiet and beautiful. Well, except when it's really loud and you think you're going to freaking die in the theater from the crappy... How do they think that they could send these tin cans in space?
Yeah, they didn't just think it. They did it.
You will rethink your preconceptions of
space travel
by looking at the dashboard and realizing that your Prius has a better dashboard than the Gemini 8 or whatever they sent into space.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I couldn't help but think, and just the training to get them to sit in this tin can is also miserable too. I mean, they didn't even know how to train them. It's just crash after crash after guy passing out after dude throwing up. You're like, what? Is anyone doing? No one knows what they're doing. And then,
why are we even attempting this?
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I like this film, but I didn't love it. To appreciate this film, I feel like you need to... You're being thrown into a moment in time, but I feel like you need to know what's going on in the country at the time to really understand...
Context.
The context, to understand what was... Because, and that's what this film is missing, but it is a movie and it's only 2 hours long, and if you would have focused on those other things, you wouldn't have been able to focus on Neil. So you're stuck. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
I do want to empathize for everyone over 60 who doesn't get to see the planting of the flag.
Plant your own flag.
My heart is with you. I feel like it should have been put in. It would have added an extra 4 minutes to the film. They could have done it.
Wait,
it would have
minutes?
Been four.
You wanted a 4 minute? Okay.
Yeah, 4 minute planting. Absolutely. Yeah. Don't you want a 4 minute planting?
No.
Seems rather long.
I like an 8 minute planting myself.
You want an 8 minute planting? Yeah. With that being said,
talking about cuddling again.
I'm going to go ahead and give the film 3 3/4 Persians.
Wow.
He really liked it.
Okay. I liked it. Oh, the movies. And Ryan Gosling could actually win the Academy Award for this.
Mm. Wow.
But he's not going to because the Freddie Mercury guys.
To sum it all up, First Man is a different kind of space movie. It's not the kind of movie that maybe you're used to seeing. It's definitely not a Star Trek-y space. It's not done in that way. It's a gritty, real story that makes you feel the journey, the struggle, the excitement, and the pain of what those people went through in this amazing time doing something that is unpredictable and unlikely and changed the course of human history.
Yep.
I think that the getting to the moon is not a patriotic triumph as much as it's a goal. It's a fulfillment of kind of a collective vision that there is something bigger than all of us. There's something else out there when you go away and you look back at what we are, that we can do more.
Yep.
We can be more. And for that reason, I give this 4 solid bagels.
Wow.
Schmeared.
With what?
Like it's the last bagel you may ever eat. Thank you.
How about smeared with American flags?
That's your bagel. You can have that.
Very touching.
Thank you.
Hey, do you have any shows coming up?
I sure do. October 19th and 20th at Bats Improv, improv.org. You can catch improvised horror and Twilight Zone.
Oh, nice.
At Bats Improv. All information is at CoreyRosen.com.
And I will say Bats Improv is it's a wonderful Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.